My first question is, what's your initial reaction?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that there hasn't been a blue wave. So looking at the Senate, for example, there were a number of scenarios in which the Democrats were going to take control of the Senate in this election, and it definitely looks like that has not happened. So that's my first reaction. I think, secondly, I think there's no chance there's going to be an electoral college tie here. So I think there will be a result eventually. And thirdly, obviously, we don't know at this point what this result is going to be. It's going to depend on what the results are in the key swing states of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.
What can we expect over the next couple of hours and next couple of days?
Well, I'm hoping, for a start, that we'll get results from Georgia, North Carolina, and Arizona in the next couple of hours. Arizona is meant to be one of the first states to report. So that the only reason they haven't reported, and I think this is also true for North Carolina, which was also meant to be one of the first states, is that it's so close there.
Do you have
Go on.
You were saying as for the long term?
Well, as for Wisconsin, Michigan, and the Midwestern three states, I think we're not going to be getting any results there. I mean, they've stopped counting in Pennsylvania now. So it's going to be another 24 hours, at least.
Do you have any theories on why the polls were wrong?
I don't think the polls were wrong. Obviously, there's a margin of error with the polls. It's about 5 points either way. So the polls gave Biden maybe a 1 or 2 point lead in Florida, and Trump has won, because that's all well within the margin of error. I think in many cases, I think what you'll find is the polls have been pretty good. Take, for example, the 8 points that the polls were up for Biden in Minnesota. It looks like he's won Minnesota by about 8 points, and that's a very good sign for Wisconsin and for Michigan, at least, if not so for Pennsylvania. So I don't think the polls have been badly out at all. I think there's just a margin of error, and that's what needs to be understood.
What was the biggest surprise for you so far?
I was a bit disappointed with the North Carolina Senate result and the Maine Senate result. So I think the biggest disappointment here, or the biggest surprise, or the biggest win if you're a Republican, is that they have clung on to Senate seats in states like Maine, which is already, many have called for Joe Biden at this point. So Biden has won the state, or at least three of the Electoral College votes there, because it's a state that splits. But at the same time, the Republicans have held on to the Senate. So I think the big surprise outcome here is that even when the Republicans have lost the state, they've managed to cling on to the Senate seat in that state. And as a result, they will definitely keep control of the Senate.
And what do you make of Donald Trump talking about going to the Supreme Court? And will these remarks come back to bite him if it turns out he does win traditionally?
Well, that's a really good question. I guess the first thing to say, he's already been to the Supreme Court. He went to the Supreme Court just before the election to stop them from allowing Pennsylvania to keep counting postal votes that arrive over the next 3 days. And he lost. So he says he's going to go back to the Supreme Court and get them to change their mind. The Supreme Court is not famous for changing its mind about things, if you know what I mean. So I think before we even get to the Supreme Court stuff, which I think is a bit of a furphy, we're in the area of recounts. So there'll be a bunch of states potentially where the result is extremely close. And then we're going to have recounts. And I think it's only after you've had recounts that then you're going to talk about legal challenges. And remember, a lot of those legal challenges are going to be on particular votes, like individual votes. Like, there'll be a bunch of votes because many people will be postal voting for the first time. So one of the things you have to do in America is you have to put your vote in an envelope inside another envelope for it to count. But if it arrives in an envelope, but the envelope is not inside another envelope, then it shouldn't count. And so there are going to be all kinds of questions about whether individual ballots should be counted or not. And I think that's the kind of territory that we're in here. The idea that he can go to the Supreme Court and get them to stop the counting, I think that's never going to happen, because the Supreme Court only 2 days ago ruled that these counts can continue to go ahead.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Again, I'm not sure if I made it clear enough before, but there was a scenario where there would be an electoral college tie, that both candidates would end up on 269 votes. I think that if Biden wins Nebraska, and many of the channels, CNN, ABC, Fox News, have called Nebraska for Biden, so I don't think an electoral college tie is going to be a factor here. I think that North Carolina has gone Republican. I know they haven't announced yet. I think Biden has won in Arizona, though. So there is a pathway where Biden can win without winning Pennsylvania. Because he's won Nebraska too, and Arizona potentially, as long as he wins Michigan and Wisconsin. So there's a number of pathways here where Biden only has to win two out of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And that's still means that Biden has a lot of chances of winning this election, perhaps more than Donald Trump does at this point.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
No problem.